in on the website, logged in. Well, no, I didn't know. It said I could log in as a guest. I didn't even log in. But I had everything confirmed, verified, and paid for in, like, at the same time, like 10 minutes. I was just like, this cannot be this easy. I don't remember anything like this previously, but apparently it was. And I was very happy. Got a temporary license, printed that out. They've got the regular one on the way in a couple weeks, and couldn't be happier. All right. Well, there in Nigeria, thank you so much for dropping by. Terry dropped by with an IO. Let's see who else is out there. Call, sign, and name, please, for the new net. This is Jack, KI7RMU, for the new net, 12:31 p.m. local time here in Seattle. And if you'd like to join us on the new net, all I need is your call, sign, and name. Come ahead.
Hi, Amy.
I've got you on the list. More stations. K3OE. Hi, Rich, I've got you. I think Matt was trying to check in. We got some echo from Rich on Matt's node. Matt, are you trying to get in on the list? KJ7WQI.
I am indeed, Jack. I heard Rich coming in, so I backed out. KJ7WQI.
All right, I've got you on the list. I figured so. All right, stand by. Anybody else? Amy, what kind of trouble are you getting into today? Oh, wait, no, you don't get into trouble. Always the angel. KV9IQX. That's not happening. Hey, how are you?
Ow, Jack, I bumped my halo on the roof of the car here. Good trouble, that's what I'm up to. Always up to good trouble. Or at least try, anyway. Let's see, I'm up in your neck of the woods, Jack. I'm on the other side of Maple Leaf Reservoir from you. You're at, where do I go to pick up? 8th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 92nd Street. I put two cameras out here the day before yesterday, so I'm picking them up. And, before that, I did all my deployments. It was nice, actually. After doing cameras the last couple of weeks, we were slammed with a ton of requests for cameras. They're called turning movement counts, TMCs, if you're curious about, traffic and transportation engineering. So today I was just putting down tubes in the use. Tubes! A series of tubes! The internet is not a truck, Jack. And up in the U District, and then up here by the high school. What high school is this? Is this actually Roosevelt High School? I don't know these things, Jack. Anyway, I just work here. That's what I'm doing. Picking up some stuff. I got the BZ4 again, the Bravo Z4. Ah, this is such a sweet vehicle. It's going to be tough to give it up. A KV9IQX.
All right. I'm so glad you have that vehicle again. I know you love it. Hey, that is great. Hey, do you have any pan, tilt, and zoom cameras that you deploy? Or are they just that kind of static view cameras? You can adjust them at installation, but then once they're in the fixed position, they don't move until somebody comes back up on a ladder to do that?
Jack, the pan, tilt, and zoom occurs when I extend the telescopic sections and I say, oh, no, that's not a good view of the intersection, and I bring down the telescopic sections. No, these are manual cameras, the ones that are up on the poles that you can find on Seattle.gov Flash Travelers, that map. Those are all, automated. Things like that have full range of motion. So, but no, the ones I have are very simple. I've actually gotten to get a very good eye, so I don't very often actually have to adjust the camera once I set up the telescopic sections and have the little camera head 20 feet up in the air over the roadway. So, yeah, I'm getting a good eye. KD9IQX.
All right, that's fantastic. Now, you don't do anything out on 520 on the bridge, right? Because Bert, KK7JUM, is always talking about, now, if you were looking at the cameras on the bridge. I'm about to approach this position, this camera, but you don't do any of those. That must be, is that the state of Washington that does that?
That's those washed-out punks, Jack. I got no issue with, you know, my fellow colleagues in sister agencies. Yeah, that's all washed out. So, but there is a lot of cooperation with those cameras and other traffic information. They're actually, after some sort of event happened where, traffic was just snarled in the region. The region decided, hey, we should have like a, you know, regional coordination thing where we all share information. So, yeah, that's the thing that happens, Jack. Maybe not next month.
All right, well, that's good to have some interagency communication, that's for sure. All right, well, we won't let them know anything about WashDot punks. Yeah, it sounds like a punk band. I don't know. All right. Thank you, Amy. You have a great afternoon. Let's go talk to Rich, K3OE. Hi, Rich.
Good afternoon, Jack. And I always love Amy's check-ins. Boy, we've really got some eyes on the city there. Oh, my goodness. So not a ton of stuff going on here this morning, but I did get pulled out for a really nice walk, and of course we don't have any sun anymore, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain, so that's a good thing. Anyway, just finished an egg salad sandwich for lunch, and of course Polo got a taste, obviously, so he's a happy camper now, and I've got water heating, and I think there's a cup of coffee and a donut in my future. Back to you, K3OE.
All right, off to a good start so far. That's great, Rich. All right, well, you have a great afternoon. Say hi to Polo, and tell him we'll have to get a run-in before you two leave town. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, let's go talk to Matt now, KJ7WQI. Hey, Matt.
Well, hey there, Jack. Just here at the house in Edmonds. Got my niece. One sec. Sorry there. Got my niece over for the day. Just hanging out. We're going to be taking her back over to my brother's house to have dinner over at their house as a family later today. Got a doctor's appointment. I was going to go to the optometrist yesterday, but I did not make an appointment, and I did not realize they closed at 5. So, yeah. We'll get to that before I get out of here this week, but anyhow, just hanging out at the house, relaxing, chilling, cleaning. I forgot to bring my Amazon Fire Stick with me, so I don't have anything to watch right now, but that's all right. That's what phones are for and what radios are for, to listen and check in. So I'll throw it back to you. Thanks for running the net, Jack. Hope everybody's having a good one out there at KJ7WQI.
Matt, have a good time with your niece. That sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, so have you had any luck tracking down an aviation medical examiner?
I have. I've gotten a few leads. I have just a regular doctor's appointment later today, so gonna see what it looks like there. And before I make an appointment with an AME, I want to get the new glasses. So it's gonna be a little while till I make that appointment. My current glasses prescription is probably about 4, maybe 5 years old, so it's about time for a new pair. And I don't want to try and do an eye test or anything with super old glasses. So I'm gonna get some new eyes, get my health checked out, make sure I'm all good. If my blood pressure's a little high, get on some blood pressure medication to bring it down. And just kind of get everything squared away before I make that appointment. But I have found a couple of people in talking to pilots that I know. So, thanks, Jack. Have a good one. KJ7WQI.
All right, Matt. That sounds great. Making some progress. All right, and it doesn't all have to be done today. So that's a good thing about things like that. You can spread them out a little bit over time. All right. Well, you get on with the rest of your life. And flights and everything else. Okay, Matt, you have a great afternoon. Thank you for checking in. Happy Halloween. All right, let's see if there's anybody else for the new net. If you'd like to jump in and say hello, come on in. I'll get you on the list. Call sign and name, please.
N3QBK, Pete.
Hi there, Pete. I've got you on the list. Who's next?
W8KLE, David.
Hi, David. I've got you on the list. W8PLV, more stations.
W27H, this is James.
All right. Hi, James. I've got you on the list. Anybody else? Hey, how are you, sir? Go ahead. How's Gracie doing?
Good afternoon, Jack and Annette. Well, Gracie sends a wag and a wiggle and a wave to Polo there. I hope Polo's doing right. And I know Gracie would like to go out more, and I am being a lightweight. It's cold and breezy and feels like it's about to rain at the end of the driveway, so I'm staying on this side at the end of the driveway for now. Anyway, I'm just having lunch, cheese and crackers and a slice of ham, and having a pretty good morning. Hope you are too. I'll be listening, and thanks for doing the net. N3QPK.
All right, Pete, stand by a second. K3OE, Rich, are you still monitoring? Oh, darn it. Well, hopefully he's still somewhere near the radio, can hear the wag, the wiggle, and the wave that you sent to Polo there. And thank you so much for that, Pete. You and Gracie have a great afternoon. All right, let's go talk to David over on Mercer Island, W8PLV. Hi, David.
Good afternoon, Jack. Good afternoon, everybody. Just been heads down working on projects for work. I have two presentations due. I have cert training that starts tonight, as a matter of fact, and all day tomorrow and all day Saturday. And just trying to keep my head above water right now. So just thought I'd just pop in, say hi to everybody, wish everybody a wonderful day today, and then get myself back to work again. I just couldn't resist to jump on the line here. Anyways, back to Unit Control, W8PLV.
All right, David, good to hear you. You sound fantastic. Nice job there. You have a great afternoon. Good luck on those cert trainings, and good luck on those presentations. Yeah, no, there's nothing going on, huh? All right, you take care. Let's go talk to James, find out what's going on there. WQ7H. Hey, James.
WQ7H, I'm James. Hi, Jack. Good afternoon, everyone that's been on the net. I got in late to the net this afternoon. Look at them there. Look at them there, clouds. So we're looking forward to the football game this afternoon. I believe it's the Ravens versus Miami. Of course, I'll be rooting for Miami, but, you know, they just have had a tough time these past few years. Doggone it, anyway. Seahawks have just, well, I must say, they've had remarkable success by gummies. Go Seahawks. Mariners, of course, have had a wonderful year, so perhaps next year they might do it again. I got a cough. I'm sorry, I had to cough. So over the weekend, I was poking around. And I just happened to hit the BioNO